Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment. And listen to Songs by Sinatra.
Night and day. You are the one. Only you beneath the moon or under the sun. Hiya, neighbors. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to a radio show where you hear the whole 30 minutes. We've got something pretty special for you. I'll wait. We've got something pretty special for you this Wednesday night. You might even call it a one-man show.
A one-man show? Well, aren't you going to need me, Frank?
Of course we're going to need you, Jane Powell, and we're going to need the Pied Pipers in full voice, along with Axel Stordahl and his silver cornet band.
Then how do you figure this is a one-man show?
Well, I'll tell you, son. All the notes we're going to knock off here tonight and all the words we're going to sing were written by one man, a fellow who's celebrating 40 years of writing the songs America sings. The guy who's turned Tin Pan Alley into a boulevard, Mr. Irving Berlin. So, folks, if you'll slip us the next 30 minutes of the spring Wednesday, we'll try to give it an easy beat. Berlin style, that is. Just relax, hey. That's the idea. Heading off this Irving Berlin cavalcade with the greatest fair weather song ever written. Hit it, Axel, old man.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright, and I never saw things that were looking so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, ow, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
Thank you, neighbors. You know, we could stand here from now until the 4th of July and sing tunes by Irving Berlin, and every one of them would be a favorite of yours. And when you come right down to it, I guess every one of them would be a big hunk of your life, too. Because I'll bet that it was an Irving Berlin tune you were humming when you first got your long pants and when you went on your first date, and possibly when you met the gal with the moonlight in her eyes. So, boys and girls, here is Irving Berlin.
Thank you, Frank. I'm greatly honored by that tribute. But I want you to know that I'm a fan of yours, too.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. During Blue Skies, I was in the wings swooning.
Oh, the round haircut button shoe type, huh? One of the more mature Bobby Sockers. Irving, it really gives us a lot of kicks to help you celebrate your 40th anniversary. Tell me, Irving, is there any of your songs that you'd like me to sing?
You bet I would. I'm crazy the way you do that girl that I married.
Well, sir, that's a command performance from the royalty of song business, and this is for you, Irving. A very happy anniversary.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nurse. The girl
places and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished, and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be there instead of flitting. I'll be sitting next to her, and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be.
You know, sometimes I get awfully jealous, Frank. Oh, other commercials on the air have sound effects, brass bands, anvil choruses, dramatic dialogue. Why can't I have them? But then again, I say to myself, why should I give you listeners that kind of treatment? All I want to say is simply and honestly as I know how is this. Friends, old golds give you pleasure. The last ounce of pleasure from the last ounce of quality tobaccos. So try, just try an old gold cigarette. After all, it's the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. There's a taste and fragrance in this fine cigarette that's the result of nearly 200 years association with quality tobaccos. Everything there is to know about tobaccos, their selection, their proper care, the provision of every scientific safeguard. Yes, everything there is to know is waiting for you in each golden pack of OGs. So try, just try a pack of old gold. Remember, you cannot smoke a sound effect, but you can enjoy the pleasure of quality tobaccos blended by craftsmen. It keeps getting down to this, folks. Anytime you want to smoke for the sheer pleasure of it, anytime you want to treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of old gold.
You know, lots of folks are buying old golds, Marv, so I have an idea you make lots of sense. Yes, sir, neighbors. You want a treat instead of a treatment? Oh, geez. This here is Irving Berlin night in these here parts, and the Pied Pipers have something cooking. On the Berlin burner, that is. Warm us up, chillin'.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started a heat wave by letting her feet wave, and in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Oh, gee, wait until you see the way the mercury jumps to 93. Heat wave, the tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can.
Started a new rave right along with the heat wave.
She makes any slick chick look like a sick chick who also ran.
in high gear. We're having a heat wave, a wonderful heat wave. Without any trouble, she swings on the double. I need a fan, 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 'cause she certainly can. Can, can.
Quite a hot spell with the harmony pied pipers. Nice heat wave. Say, Irving Berlin.
Yes, Frank?
Let's see. Now, if this is your 40th anniversary, that means that you wrote your first song back in 1907, hey? What was that first song, Irving?
Are you serious?
No, I'm serious.
Well, it was called Marie from Sunny Italy. Don't tell me.
Yes? Don't tell me. I can picture it all. You were a wealthy American playboy. You meet this ravishingly beautiful creature named Marie. It's a moonlit night. And in the Bay of Naples, the two of you all alone in a gondola. Suddenly, in a burst of genius, you compose this great hit song in the back of a love letter. Hey?
Well, you're close, Frank. Only I wasn't a wealthy playboy. I was a singing waiter. It wasn't the Bay of Naples. It was in 12 Pell Street, New York City.
Oh.
It wasn't a gondola. It was a joint. And I'm afraid I didn't know Marie. She was just a rhyme for Italy.
But it was a hit, wasn't it? I mean, a gold mine, huh?
A gold mine. Well, Frank, that song earned exactly 33 cents.
Well, a very small-type gold mine. Irving, since this is your 40th anniversary, we think you ought to sing that first song of yours.
You're kidding, aren't you?
Well, I've never known a series in my life.
Well, I haven't sung it since 1907, and incidentally, neither has anyone else.
Well, sir, then it's high time. It sure is high time. Ladies and gentlemen, Old Gold brings you Mr. Irving Berlin singing the first song ever written by Mr. Irving Berlin.
And you asked for it. Hey, wait a minute. Now, that's a nice thing over there. Half an acre of violins, and they give me the same piano I wrote it on. But, okay, go ahead. I'll try. My sweet Mary from sunny Italy, oh, how I do love you. Say that you love me too. Forevermore I will be true. Just say the word and I will marry you, and then you'll surely be my sweet Mary from sunny Italy.
That's wonderful. Say, Irving, that's really great. And as I understand it, you introduced that song, huh?
That's right, Frank.
When you were a singing waiter.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Now I understand why it earned 33 cents. Well, I'm only kidding.
I know you are, but seriously, it was my first, and it did get me started. But I had much better luck the next time.
Oh, your first hit, you mean?
Well, yeah, I guess you could call it that.
Well, I'd like to sing it.
I'd like to hear it.
Axel, here we go.
For him, violin.
Uh-huh.
Call me up some rainy afternoon. Pile a little spoon. Think of all the joy and bliss. We can hug and we can talk about the weather. We can have a quiet little talk. I will see that my mommy takes a walk. Mum's the word when we meet. Be a mason, don't repeat. Angel eyes, are you wise? Goodbye.
Frank, aren't you going to introduce me?
Well, sure thing, honey. This is Irving Berlin. Irving, this is Miss Janie Powell, our teenager with the operatic pipes.
Well, I'm delighted to meet you, Janie.
Well, thank you, Mr. Berlin. Well, I don't want you to think I'm too forward or anything, but Frank asked you if there was one song you'd like to have him sing, and I wondered if there was a song of yours maybe you'd like to have me sing.
Well, I certainly would. I'm honored, Janie, and there is one melody I'd be very pleased to hear you sing. It's a lullaby, and I wrote it just about the time your mother was singing lullabies to you.
Well, I know what you mean, Mr. Berlin. My mother did used to sing it to me when she rocked me to sleep.
That was very lovely, Jenikins. Watch for the day, the 7th of May. You know, the music that the orchestra's playing pretty well sums up the tunes that Irving Berlin has written. You keep coming back like a song. That was so true of all the many wonderful songs in the motion picture Alexander's Ragtime Band that 20th Century Fox decided to reissue it. That's a great picture, Irving, and a great tribute to the permanence of your music in the hearts of the American people. Right now, all of us on the Old Gold Show would like to have a gang sing with some of those memorable melodies. For instance,
I'll be loving you always.
See what I mean?
With a love that's true. And the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair always, that's when I'll be there. Just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
Me next?
You're next, Janie, and you're just the kind of a pretty little girl that Mr. B wrote about.
Let me take you by the hand up to the man who is the leader of that band.
And if you can't hear the Swanee River play in ragtime,
come on and hear.
Come on and hear.
Alexander, great ragtime band.
When did you last really enjoy a cigarette down to the very last puff? Well, if you think you're getting everything out of your cigarette in the way of taste and flavor, well, my heartiest congratulations. But just for the gamble of the thing, try, just try an Old Gold cigarette. Friends, out of a nearly 200 years' experience with tobaccos, out of the finest stocks of tobacco leaf gathered the world over and blended by the nation's foremost tobacco craftsmen, there comes this cigarette, Old Gold, and... well, it kind of gets you. So I say try. Just try an OG. Then I'm pretty sure you'll come along with me every time I say anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Gold. Ask for them at your tobacco counters, look for them in the cigarette vending machines. And listen, here's something new in cigarette packaging, Old Gold's handsome crush-proof pocket 40s. Available now or very soon at your tobacco dealers. Look for them.
Having Irving Berlin as our guest tonight gives us the perfect opportunity to sing a song of his which says a great deal. It's a composition Irving wrote for Brotherhood Week. But the way we feel about it is good for 52 weeks a year, every year.
Help me to help my neighbor. Help me to understand. Help me to hear the pleading of an outstretched, empty hand. Help me to do to others as I'd have them do to me. Help me to help my neighbor, whatever his faith may be. Help me to see a heavy heart behind the smiling face. Help me to judge as I'd be judged if I were in his place. The night is dark and the way is long on a road that has no end.
help me to be his friend.
Yes, Irving.
You know, I can't tell you how glad I am you chose that song to sing tonight, because it gives me the chance to tell you what a wonderful job you've been doing. I'm sure I not alone speak for myself, but for the great listening audience. And we want to congratulate you for receiving the Jefferson Award given by the Council Against Intolerance in America. You've been fighting for the very same things, Frank, that I've tried to express in that song. And millions of people, citizens of America like me, appreciate what you're doing. Good night, Frank, and God bless you.
Hey, you want to know what I think? I think that Irving Berlin's a pretty great guy, don't you? Well, next week, neighbors, we'll be rolling out the scarlet carpet for the lad that he sometimes called the French Sinatra, poor fellow. We mean, of course, Monsieur Jean Seblon. The distinguished French, crooner. Of course, Danny Powell will be here, and so will the celebrated Pied Pipers, Marvin Miller, Axel Stardoll, and company. Not to mention yours truly, the American Jean Seblon. However, we'll be coming your way from New Orleans, where we hope to give a hand to those who lost so much in the Texas City disaster. Till then, neighbors, good old gold smoking and good living to every one of you.
Put your dreams away for another day. Take the place in your heart.
Good night, neighbors.
Next week, part of this nation goes on daylight saving time. If your area remains on standard time, tune in Frank Sinatra's Old Gold program 1 hour earlier. Jane Powell appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of The Yearling, in Technicolor, with Gregory Peck, Jane Wyman, and Claude Jarman, Jr. Next Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by P. Lorillard and Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. Makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. The Frank Sinatra Show, written by Lawrence and Lee, is produced and directed for Old Gold by Ted Jerdeman. Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.